copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
My name is Irvin, something like that. I'm living in Norway, the southern part of Norway, and this is my city. And you know, for my city up north, it's the same city, it's the same distance from my city to Rome in Italy. So we have a lot of coast, and it's only 5 million people living in Norway, so it's small. It's like Berlin or something like that, half of London or something like that. I'm married with Linda, have 4 kids, 14, 16, 18, and 20 years old. So we have a good teenage club back home. I'm working within the Evangelical Lutheran Free Church of Norway. That's my background, and that's I'm still working there. So I'm a Lutheran pastor, slash quite evangelical, slash a little charismatic. I don't know if that fit together, but... And I've been working national with church planting the last 20 years, both in practice and in networking and training. We have planted a church in the community of 5,000 people in my city, and we can walk to everybody in 15 minutes by at 200 plus now members or participants there. And we say something where we have everything common except a wife. Because it's quite close. We work really, we are very living together in some way. So that's a good. And the history of M4 is shortly this. It's a story of church planting in Norway since 95, beginning of 90. We start a national network for church planting. And during 20 years, we have seen like 400 new churches planted in the nation from all different parts of the church body. And in the end of the of 2000, around 2009-10, we start to ask the question, how can we train church planter and their team, the grassroots people, to plant churches more effective? That was the question we had. And it's also out of the understanding that we believe everybody can be a part of planting a church, but not everybody is the church planter. Mm-hmm. And that's the important distinction. And then we came together from different denominations, a day of praying and listening to God, from the Pentecost, from the Adventist, from the Lutheran, from the Free, from the State Church of Norway, Lutheran State Church. And we really asked God, God, what do you have for us? What are you answer to the question? And out of that day of prayer, M4 was birthed. And I think that has been, within the 20 years, we have national kind of gatherings where we gather church planting leaders since the beginning of 19. And every time we have had ongoing prayer as a part of our gatherings for church planters, because we really believe that church planting is hard work and prayer is an important thing when you work with church planting. So out of that gathering, we start to form some training materials that we tried out in Norway, and then we start in Latvia. And Latvia was also kind of a trying out place. and the all big question, how can we make a training that is not only for the church planter, but for the whole team? Like for 7-8 people who really work to plant the church. How can we do a training that is not only the church planter, but a team around the church planter, like more grassroots? And how can we make a church planting training that is multipliable? that we can give away into denomination, into organization, or into other nation. That was our main question. And out of that was M4, birth. And it's not Lutheran, it's not Pentecost, it's a mix, because it's not a model, it's principle. And it's birth in an environment of churches and denomination that see the kingdom of God is more than themselves. And I believe that's the truth. The kingdom of God is more than the Lutheran church. Does someone say amen?
Amen.
So that's the environment that was birthed in. And it was an Adventist who came up with this, because if church planting is for everybody, then there is something that is for everybody, that's the Great Commission. And therefore, it's about the master, the first M, master. I'm giving all authority in heaven and earth. He is the master. He is the church. He is the one who calls. He is the one who sends. Everything starts with the gospel, and then with the gospel, everything starts with Jesus, and then with Jesus. It's about his kingdom, his church. He's the center of everything. He's the king. He's the one who calls. He's the one who sends. He's the one who initiates. It has to start there. And that's the Great Commission starts. So that's the first M, was the master. And then his mission. Go therefore. There will be no church without mission. Engaging into the society. And then do disciples. Multiply. And if you don't multiply from the smallest unit, you will not have a church plant. Multiply disciples from the smallest unit is the most important when we really win mission, engage in the society, engage winning people for Christ, and multiply from the smallest unit. Discipleship. And then, I'm with you all the day, movement. Because God has a greater story to tell. He is on the move. And we need in Europe to find a way of how we can multiply church more than only add church. And that's a big question, and we have not the answer, and hope the answer will probably within next 10 years in Europe start to be visible. How can we see more movement of church planting? And this nice figure here, when we start in Latvia, one of the church planters was Christianis, who's leading Ascetic, who's the one number one graphic design bureau. And he said, what you do is quite poor. Can I make the graphic for you? Well, do it. And he made the whole graphic for him for free. And I can't do this. I have no clue. So I'm not a very gifted guy in many ways. But this is what it became. It's the 4M. It's four topics, four areas that is drawn from the experience of church planting in Norway. And then we form, what some of you have seen, like four modules that could be eight modules. It's very flexible. About topics that we think from the practice of church planting in Norway the 20 last year with interdenominational that we think was important for working with planting new churches. And it's these books that have been written is in English now. It was in English last. It's Pentecostal, it's Lutheran, it's Adventist, it's written from people from all denominations. And then it's more principle-based than a clear theology on baptism. Because maybe I would have a little different view than some others. So it's birth out of this environment And it's like four topic of each master mission multiplication movement that is formed. But to that, we have put some learning goals in each. I will show you. And that's maybe the most important of it. What are we really want to see with each topic? And then, what is the M4 training process? Because that's, what is the difference? What are these? Because, and I don't believe that what we do is the final thing. I don't believe that what we have started to do is the thing. I believe that we have been obedient to what we have been given, and we try to facilitate and take responsibility as good as we can. But I don't believe that this is it. I really don't believe. I believe it's a lot of improvement that is possible. I believe that the topic is maybe have to be changed. I believe it's flexible. So I don't want to sell you one method, no. Not at all. And I think the people we working in Sweden or Estonia or Latvia, they will know that we are not trying to sell them anything. And to be honest, we are trying to give our life to them because we are serving together. And now we are serving together across nations through the network. So what is the training process? Well, the vision is to ignite multiplying church planting movements all over Europe. And that's big. But then everybody can be a part of it. That's a vision that is much bigger than M4. And maybe you should listen to... on our website, we have some different things from different nations. And maybe you could listen to Pep. Oh.
I love my country, I love my nation. It's one of those countries that really needs God. It's so secular, people are so far from God and church, whatever way you take it. And so our heart needs to see this country and society change. In the last 10 years, there are maybe two, three churches that have been planted in the whole country. And that's not enough. And what's really great is to see how God has changed the hearts of Christians country in the last 3 years. Just when we got started as a church, everyone thought that it's a crazy idea, you shouldn't do church planting. We have seen that failing in the 90s. That's a past history of ours. But now, 3 years later, the climate has changed so dramatically, and people are now talking about church planting and seeing that actually it's something that should be done, should be pursued, to see the kingdom expanding in Estonia. So our dream and vision right now is to see intensities of 100 new churches where 1,000 communities of believers gather regularly and live life on mission so that 10,000 people act as an ark of God in this country. Because we believe if that happens, it will start shifting the balance of the culture and society. So that's our dream and vision. But so far, it's just a vision. It's something we are wishing to see happening here. But how to make it a reality? And I think that's a key question. And I think that's also why M4 is playing such a key role in the next years in our country. Because it helps us to move from just talking about what would be nice to see happening in our country and actually seeing the teams and church planters taking next steps in fulfilling that vision that God has for them. So I'm so excited that we got started with M4 in Estonia, and we have right now 7 teams in the process of working out what God has for them in the next future. And you know what, there's so much more than has been in our country happening in the last 1 year. So I'm so excited that we have these teams that are following God's dream for them, and I can't wait what God has in store for M4, for Estonia, and for this part of the world.
So I often say that M4 is a tool for the first phase of church planting. M4 is a resource tool for everyone with an interest in church planting. It's a design as a process helping to explore the important issue that may be present from the moment you start carrying the dream of a new fellowship until the dream is come through. It's a process for the church planting team for the first 2-3 years of the church plant, because that's a danger phase. So it's a guided process for the first 2-3 years of the phase of the church plant. And designed. It's. I think, you know, in America we have learned from them that church planting is A, B, C. And A is the assessment, B is the basic training or boot camp, and C is the coaching. We're going to have with Steve here on the church planting track assessment training. In the church planting track here now, we have divided into a church planting network, 4 groups. Dietrich Schindler, who does movement, and then we have a foundational with Rickard is leading. Then me and Steve are going to have assessment, how do we assess church planter, and then we have coaching for church planting. So we have 4 groups. Of 50 people, around 50 people in the church planting network, because we think all of these are important things. But the M4, in some way, is the boot camp, is the training of the church planter. But the training can't be taken away from the coaching. So training and coaching is really the heart of what we do. And we create a learning environment for CP team in the process of planting a new fellowship at church. It's teaching, teamwork, time for prayer and worship. And we have 4 gatherings now. We have done this in some nations of 30 hours within a period of 1.5, 2 years. That's not much. But that's how it's designed at this point. So, for example, in Czech, we know I was in Czech now in the last week of April, where we finalized the first process with 18 church planting team, 100 plus people, and that was like the pilot we did in Czech. I think we have made a small video also from Czech, like to see, to feel, because it's better that you see something than I talk. Because then you have a more feeling of what it is. So in Czech, we did this training.
I dream really about community church planting in Czech Republic. For us, the new church planting is being part of the best way how to meet people. If you look at the Czech Republic as a whole, it's quite an atheistic country. We have about more than 70% of people who are not affiliated to any church or any religion. Just the Catholic Church, which is the majority church in Czech Republic, lost more than 1.2 million members in the last 20 years.
We saw a couple of new people, new churches, they were thinking how we can start an M4, help us put these people together. There are 18 teams around Czech Republic and Slovakia that are trying to plant churches that are doing the same things. So we kind of encourage one another and we can learn from each other.
We start with looking at where we are, what is really the situation, the reality check in our church situation.
It has helped to open our eyes on the things that God is already doing around us, which without this perhaps we wouldn't see.
Not every time we have the time to really be together and take the time to make some strategy or to sum up what's the vision again or where are we failing, what's successful.
I think the greatest benefit for us is that we came here this time to 10 people, so it's a bigger force when more people listen to the same thing, more people can discuss the same thing, and we bind ourselves to our goals and we long for the same things going on from here.
Therefore, it's not coming with one model, but that it opens space for many models and kind of flexibility to find your own questions and your own answers to your challenges, to the situation where you actually plant a church. The goal now is to build the first generation of people who would have experience with M4 training and church planting, and then also to train the first generation of church planting coaches who then would help within their own context and denominations. We are actually facing a culture change. And what does it mean to be church? To plant a church from scratch, from zero, again with a new way of doing and being church, and reconnect with non-believers who lost connection with God, or with church, or with Christian message.
Friends, non-believers is the main thing we shall focus on. And then during the process and through the relationship, we can show that we knew Christ and they can see that on our lives.
We saw that during the last 20 years, so many people who found Christ. And on the other side, we saw many Christian, maybe sometimes weak Christian or Christian who these people are looking for fellow, because they were not satisfied to live independent of church or on the Sunday morning gathering.
I would call it a missional family. So in my view, the life together is important, how we do it, how we relate to each other and kind of support each other in our life situations, and how we shine together to our neighborhood, or how we share this love that we have among us with others.
I come from a atheistic family, but when I moved to Prague, I left with two Christian people, and thanks to them, I became Christian as well. I feel it's my family because we have something common, and it is Jesus Christ, and it's something special for me because in work and in family, there's no one who believes and who can understand what I feel and my fighting and the things like that. So they are really important for me. I can't imagine if I could
live without them. What I personally love about M4 is that it hasn't started with methods, with manuals, with textbooks or whatever, but it started with relationships. So there was a group of Norwegian church planters who came to Czech Republic, just share their hearts, share their stories, and build a relationship with us first. And we saw that it's possible in Europe. You can also see the fruit of unity of different denominations that they represent and that are somehow work together on church planting movement or initiative in their country. And it's so important for other countries because we tend to be very tribal and, you know, very separately. But I think if you want to have a whole knowledge and wisdom of God in church planting, it's absolutely essential to work together and to learn from each other and to encourage each other, because then you can have a movement.
Thank you.
We stole. I'm stealing a lot. Some of us, and my friends in Norway, was a part of something called European Church Planting Network, ECPN. I don't know if you know about that. But it's the leadership network who did something in Europe. And what I did had a special learning pedagogic. It's Tom McKee, who trained the people in the leadership network in that pedagogic. And we use that in the learning community. So it's not a content-driven, it's a process-driven. The team who's gathering is working with their own process. But we give input on topic that we think is important. And when we give input, we have some question. And the question is yourself. Is God is working in yourself. The question is, who am I and what do I want? Because when the team is sitting there around, it's a question of also each individual. Who am I in this? What do I want? What have God spoken to me? And when we give in inputs, they have to ask the question, who am I in this? What has God spoken to me? But then they have to join together and say, who are you? And talk to each other in the team. And what has God spoken to you? And out of that conversation, you go to the next question. Who are we? And what are we going to do? And what needs to be done? And then the third, fourth question is, what is God doing around here? Because he's maybe doing more than we see. And how can we act and interact in what God is doing? So behind the gathering, there's some key question. There's a pedagogic model. Therefore, the gathering itself, we can change to reach the purpose of the gathering. Depends on what people are there. But we have a model for the gathering. But like in Norway now, we are changing a little bit. Because the question, do we really reach what we want? So we need to adapt. But the principle under the gathering is the same. And it's to create, in some way, a kingdom understanding. It's spiritual for us. And we have been every places like 5 to 6, 7 people from Norway coming into the training, all church planter, practitioner, to pray. We have not always there to teach, we are there to pray, to listen to God, to interact, to pray for the people. Because it's a lot of spiritual prayer and discernment. And it's highly relational. And to see in Norway, we have 30 teams now in training. And to see teams from the Pentecost, Lutheran Free Church, Lutheran organization, the Free Church, the Baptists, in one room, listening to each other, building relationship, appreciating each other, different models, challenge each other with the models. It's amazing to see what God do through that. Because it's relational. In prayer, but it's also operational. Because when you discern, when you relate, there's something out of it. It's operational. We're going to do something. It's not like we have got knowledge. The question when you go off the gathering, what do you do the next half year? And all the team will go out with a clear action plan. So this is how it's done like now, in a program of 30 hours, just practically. We come together. Every team present. We have groups of 6 teams present where they are. We do a SWOT. We are presenting SWOT. Then the team leader stands where the team are and people can go and ask questions. Why do you do this? What have you learned from this? Where are you now? So they can learn and ask questions to each other. You have an interactive learning. Then we have a break and then we have a topic. But when we have done a topic, we challenge the team to go together. They are in the group. And then they ask the question, what is God speaking to me? Who am I? And what is God speaking to you? Who are you? But out of that, they go together. What is God speaking to us that is important for us to act on? And they put on the learning goals for the team. And that means very different, because the context, the model where the people are is very different. You understand that? So it's very different, but they have to take it into where they are and what they need to do. And we do that with a different topic. And the different topic have, each different topic have some learning goals. Like when we talk about the church planter, we want to understand, they have a clear understanding of calling, sending, and the importance of being accountable with a relationship as the team and church planter. Not alone. Understand the importance of clarify one's commitment to the core team, both in terms of length of time and in function. Because there's so much unclarity sometimes. Are you committed together? For how long? In money? And what are you? So we challenge them on all the hard questions. And I think that's important. Understand the importance of this goal, the ministry that in the equipment God gives in the church planter, because we believe in that there has to be a church planter. And the various model of church planting. What are you planting? We're helping you to see. It's a goal-oriented process. And after each, in the end of each gathering, they have a 2-3 hour to work on their action plan. What are you going to do in the next 6 months? What are the important? Because also church planters get distracted. They think they should be a part of everything when they should concentrate and do what they should do. And I say to the church planter, no, forget prayer meeting in the city. Forget everything else. Be on your, be focused. If you're not a focus, you will not get the church off the ground. Be focused. And I think it's so important. So we challenge them into an action plan. What are they going to do? And then when I work on the action plan, they present, like we have groups of 6 teams, the action plan. What are they going to do to the next time? To each other. And we pray for each of the team. Listen to God. And they make notes of things they get from God and put it on the flip charts where they have the action plan and encourage each other. Because it's spiritual, it's relational, and it's operational. And it's all things together. Yeah?
Where did these teams come from? And where are they coming? Because on the videos, they seem to be pretty monocultural and pretty monogenerational with one or two.
Example, in Czech, they are coming from 5 different denominations. And the Salvation Army has to follow up the Salvation Army. The CB Church is follow up their own church. The Baptists is follow up the Baptist Church. So it's the different denominations, but they come with their own ecclesiology and their own understanding of the gospel. But maybe there is some clear understanding of the gospel that we are coming with from Norway also, and I'm coming with. But I think what we see is that there is different ecclesiology in the room, and it's shaping each other by the thinking. I could give you the value system we have, but I think there is one gospel here. Yep. And it is, like we have this in southern part of Norway, so the Free Church have in 3 teams, and they have some from the Free Church who's really following up these 3 teams. We as Lutheran, we have in 2 teams from 2 of the local church, so we work with the local church, help them, support them, and we have coaches, they are connected to local church, and we have coaches within the denomination in our situation, because they are, who follow up the church. But we facilitate, the M4 is facilitating the learning environment together. And not being one church, but if you have 10 church planting teams together, 70, 80, 100 people, then it creates an environment of what we are doing is natural. This is good. We are normal. We will say you can't go in M4 because before you there is a church planter, a leader, and a team of at least 4 people around him. That's because that's the criteria to start the M4PRS, and that you have a clear vision of planting a church. So that's before, that's the pre-work. Yeah, that's the pre-work. It's not like coming in and see if you're going to plant a church. No, it's a pre-work, and I think assessment, therefore we now implement assessment. And we work with that. So you have a good pre-work before you're coming in to the M4 and start the training.
So we actually have found that the best assessments are done by working with other church people and letting somebody else assess our planters.
But that's a big question. And I think in Europe also, we need to contextualize assessment tools that's coming from another continent. And we work with that contextualization. The thing now is that we have had it 20 years. You know, Norway's small. It's like a city. It's small. It's small. So in some way, maybe it's not accurate for Europe. But we have had a 20 years ongoing national process. A conference in March now with 800 leaders and church planters and with 40% under the age of 35 and 15 organization denominations stood together with one purpose: how can we plant churches and win people for Christ in the nation? And we made a, I think that's on the website, we made an agreement together as the body of Christ. We made a repentance, and we were 800 people signing that document of we will share the good news of salvation of people and plant new churches in place with little or no active Christian witness. Between 2015 and 2025, we will work towards planting 400 new fellowship and churches in Norway. And we will equip 4,000 pioneers and church planters. And we will work for a renewed trust in the Bible as the Word of God. Our obedience to the Word of God will be the foundation of our being disciples of Jesus and the church being salt and light in society. So we were 800 people from 15 denominations, all top leaders, committed together to do this for the next 10 years. And it's quite amazing to see that unity and how God is doing through that. Well, you know, if you don't believe in the Bible, you will not plant a church. From the Adventists, all who are in this environment in Norway, who have birthed it, strongly believe in the Bible and in the Holy Spirit and in the preaching the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
That's the environment it's birthed in. No, therefore, it's really good because you are coming in Czech and doing a lot of things together with these new teams. You know what is important here is simplicity. Because I have Omega Manual developed by this Federation Church Planting East Europe, a lot of things, but where you have everything in one, but I don't think that's always the best. I think you need to, this is cut through helping the church planting, the team, from where they are to where they want to be within the 3 year. And help them by this process and coaching in a healthy process and keep them accountable to keep the focus and do the stuff. It's not coaching session, it's giving inputs and have them to reflect on lessons learned from church planting the last 20 years that we think is important. So the question is, well, discipleship, what happened in your church when a new convert comes and you bring it into discipleship? What do you do? We could say, go and learn from Potterbrook. Go and learn from there. The Baptists have something. The Lutheran has something.
Well, okay.
But we will say, what do you do? It's your responsibility as a team to think through what you do. But we don't tell them, this is the only way to do. We give them the question and the principle, what we have experienced that is important. And then we help them. And in the group, there is some, we know these resources, we don't these, we say, well, find the resources, find your way. But we don't, if you should put every resources into one materials, then we can gather everything we have. But again, I think the process is quite, it seems it's help. And it's because it's not content driven, but it's process driven out of where the teams are. that makes the difference. And it's coaching. So we try to train the coaches, but in some nation, they are better coaching than we can train them. They have the coaches. So we say, between the module, the team leader or the church planters, you have monthly conversation with the coach. And the coach should meet with the team once during, the whole team, once during the 6 months. When people come back and say, we have led 3 to Christ, we baptized them, and they come back, we have led 2 to Christ, we baptized them, something happened in the room. Yeah. It's like it's ignited something. And they say, well, we failed this with this. We really prayed. Can you pray for us? And it's create an honesty, totally honesty. And that's what we need. We don't need the big speech of everything is perfect. We need an honest, caring, but focused visionary gatherings. And that's what it is. But it's, and that's another thing. And sorry for giving too much maybe, but we develop an online resource. We develop something called a Growdly. It's Grow Daily. It's Twitter and all this stuff. So this is, Growdly is an online learning tool that is being much more, again, than we thought of. So we have now 3,000 people in there. And the Pentecostal Church in Sweden is using that to train local leaders on every level in the whole Pentecostal Church. Of how many churches are the Pentecostal Church?
In Sweden?
Yeah. 400 or 500?
I think almost 800
churches. They have made a decentralized training that I used the Growdly. Because the Growdly now is developed, and we are not finished with this. But it's developed on Moodle, and I can go in. I go in here. So I just do like this. Growdly. I log in. As Øyvind. Here. And then I go to the different classrooms. And then you see I just check Estonia. I maybe take this English learning classroom. And then here is all the resources. Here's the videos, here's the team assignment, here's everything. And this is a tool that you can, because it's Moodle, it's an online, it's an open source. You have it in every European language. And it's quite nice. So what we are aiming for, because everything is like here's, I'm teaching on the kingdom. You can listen. So we have these. Online to where all the teaching are. So what we are aiming for is what we call flip the classroom. So on this Growdly, all the teaching, we have also assignment, because there is something we think every team has to do, like clarify the vision, like clarify commitment in the team. So we have some that every team has to do, and put up the report of how they did it online. That's visible for the coaches. So it's keep them going with high accountability. And one of the things we think is where we aim at is that, so this is on the Growdly. And it's easy what we do, like in Czech now, like you are starting to do it in Sweden, they can listen a little to Norwegian or the English, because we have all the teaching in Norwegian and English. But then now they start to do this, film their own teaching in Swedish language, and then it's totally Swedish. And then in Czech, they will start, when they have done a process or two, they do all the teaching in Czech language, and then suddenly everything is in Czech. It's brilliant. Then you multiply it into their own culture. And the language on the there is, you can change it, and you have it in language, their own language. So that makes it easier. And you can, and that's what what the new generation are doing. And that's where the whole school system is going. It's flipped the classroom. The content you can get outside the classroom, the process you do inside the classroom, the reflection. And that's where we want to go, like in the direction we want. We have gone there already. But it's, you can, they can look at the content and they can put reflection on the content online that's visible for everybody. And then we come together and we have less content, more reflection and learning. So that's where we aim at. It allows also that, like we do know in, probably we will do when we start the next big round in Norway, we can have a central gathering in the first module with 20 team. But because of travel, we take the decentralized next gathering with like 5, 8, and 7 teams. Decentralized. Because it's there. So it's, everything is available. So you can be flexible in the system and how you do it. Because you can. And one of the denominations who do this alone put in some of their theology also. And they have like a video of how we think in our organization in there. And that's, I say, well, fine. Do it. It's totally okay. What we want to see is that we keep focus on planting churches, winning people, planting churches. And you do it your way. Bless you. So this is M4. So you have elements of the gatherings, the learning communities, of coaching, and of an online platform that strengthens the accountability and also give it more flexibility. And I think, again, I don't think all of four teaching is the revelation of everything. And for me, if you teach about vision in my way, his way, or your way, for me it doesn't matter. But if the church planter don't know where they're going, they are in trouble. So it's more the principle and the key question and learning goals that's behind, that's important. More than if you're teaching this way or this way. If you teach about team, building the healthy team, my way, your way, or your way, well, maybe we're teaching a little different. But the question is, how can we help this to build this healthy team that really can take in new people, disciple new people? That's the question.